为了躲避丁忧
，to avoid poverty，
很多贪官开始钻空子。
Many corrupt officials began to find loopholes。
你不是规定由得知死讯的那天开始计算吗
？Doesn't the calculation start from the day you were informed of the news？
那我就隐瞒死讯。
Then I will hide the bad news。
就当人还活着。
Just being alive。
一直混到差不多为止。
I've been hanging around for a while。
就算最后被人揭穿。
That's the last straw。
那也是可以解释的嘛。
That's also explainable, isn't it?
人死了，我没有上报。
I didn't report the death.
那是因为老爹一直活在我的心中。
That's because Dad has always lived in my heart.
当然了。
Of course.
一次两次是可以理解的。
It's understandable if it's only once.
时间长了。
Over time.
这朝廷也不干了。
This government is no longer going to do anything.
自明英宗起就开始正式立项打击伪报、瞒报的行为，规定。
Starting with Emperor Hongxi of the Ming Dynasty, the formal implementation of regulations to combat false and misleading reporting has been in place.
但凡老爹死了。
But if the old man dies.
不上报的全部免官为民。
All those who do not report will be exempted from the official duties. Okay, okay.
如此一来呢
？So then.
贪官们也没有办法了。
The officials were at their wits' end.
只好日夜祈祷自己的老爹能多撑几年。
Just pray day and night for my old man to live a few more years.
至少等自己混到够了。
At least wait until you have enough.
会儿再含笑而逝。
The child passed away with a smile on his face.
到时候也能多搞点纸钱给您送去。
I'll also bring some paper money for you when I come next time.
不是。
Now.
但是也有一个群体例外。
However, there is one group that is an exception.
那就是军队领兵打仗。
That's the army leading troops to fight.
这就绝对没辙了。
This is definitely impossible.
总不能上阵。
I can't play.
刚刚交锋，消息来了。
Just got some news.
忽然喊一声停。
Suddenly shout stop.
大家别打了啊。
Everyone, please stop fighting.
等着我回去给我爹守孝27个月。
I'll be back to take care of my father for 27 months.
咱们再来。
Let's try again.
还是老地方。
Still the same old place.
见，不打不散。
See you later. Don't forget to meet again. Okay, okay, okay.
张居正不是军人。
Chen Zhijin is not a soldier.
自然也没有办法享受这个优待。
Nature cannot enjoy this benefit.
而他的改革刚刚渐入佳境。
And his reforms were just beginning to bear fruit.
要是自己走了，这一大摊子事情。
If I leave everything behind,
他就没人管了。
He was left alone.
心血付之东流。
Effort and hard work.
且不说，没准回来的时候。
And even if I don't come back,
哎，
I'll,
就得给人家打下手了。
Then you have to give them a beating.
于是他只剩下了唯一的选择。
So he only had one choice left.
那就是夺情。
That's seduction.
所谓夺情呢
？What is stealing love?
是指事情实在太急。
Means that the situation is too urgent.
绝对走不开的人，经由皇帝的指示，在万般悲痛当中恢复职务，开展工作。
Those who were deemed indispensable by the emperor were restored to their positions and resumed their work, despite their grief.
由于考虑到在痛苦之中把人强行的拉回来。
considering that people are forced to return to a state of suffering.
当然了。
Of course.
一般也不会遭到反抗。
Generally, they will not be opposed.
可还是觉得似乎很不人道。
Still, I still feel that it is not humane.
所以将其命名为夺情。
So, it was named Love Thief.
然而。
However,
张居正并不愿意走这条路。
Zhang Zixing didn't want to go this way. Yes, right.
当然并不是因为他很不人道。
Of course, it's not because he's inhumane.
其实在他之前已经有一些人有过类似的经验。
Actually, there have been some people before him who have had similar experiences.
比如说著名的三杨当中的杨荣。
For example, Yang Rong from the famous company Sanyang.
还有那位帮着于谦报了仇的李贤。
And Lai Zion, who helped Yu Kaiyan avenge his death.
都被这么很不人道过。
All of them have been so cruel and inhumane.
除了个把人骂了两句之外。
Besides a few people who made a couple of comments,
倒也没啥问题。
There's nothing wrong with it. Yes, yes.
但是到了嘉靖年间。
However, by the reign of the Jia Jing Emperor,
夺情真的成为了一件很不人道的事情。
To steal someone's love is truly an inhumane act.
不人道，到想不人道都不行。
It's not inhumane to think of being inhumane.
如果有人提出夺情，
If someone proposes to take away your love,
就会被看作禽兽。
Will be seen as a beast.
不如。之所以会有如此大的变化，
Why there are so many changes.
都要拜一位孝子所赐。
All thanks to a filial son.
这个人的名字叫杨廷和。应该说呀，
The person's name is Yang Ting. Should I say something?
这位杨兄弟的能量实在是太大了。
This Yang brother has a lot of energy.
闹了三朝还不够，死了。
It wasn't enough to just make a fuss for 3 consecutive years.
还要折腾别人。
Still messing with others.
当初他在正德年间的时候。
In the year of the Xiander Emperor.
父亲死了。
Father died.
皇帝说。
The Empress said.
杨先生。
Mr. Yang,
你别走。
Don't go.
留下来帮我办事吧。
Stay and help me.
他说不行。
He said no.
我非常的悲痛。
I am very sad.
一定要回去。
You must go back.
结果几番来回。
The results came back again and again.
他还是回去了。
He still went back.
从正德九年
I know that from the 9th year of the Xin reign,
也就是公元1514年到正德十二年
that is from 1514 to the 12th year of the Xin reign,
也就是公元1517年
that is in 1517.
这位仁兄结结实实地旷了三年工才回来上班。
This fellow, who had been out of work for 3 years, returned to work.
这要搁在现在。
If this were today,
早让他卷铺给回家了。
I told him not to go home.
由于杨廷和名声太大。
Because Yang Ting's reputation was too great.
加上又是正面典型。
Also, it is a positive example.
从此之后。
From then on,
朝廷高级官员死了。
The high-ranking officials of the imperial court died.
爹妈打死也不敢说多情。
Parents would never dare to say that they were too loving.
就这么一路下来。
All the way through.
终于坑了张居正。
Finally, I pitted Zhang Zixing against the others.
张居正没有选择。
Zhang Zixing had no choice.
只能夺情。
Only steal love.
因为冯宝不想让他走。
Because Fan Bao didn't want him to leave.
皇帝不想让他走。
The emperor didn't want him to leave.
皇帝他妈也不想让他走。
The emperor's mother didn't want him to leave.
当然了。
Of course.
最重要的是他自己也不想走。
The most important thing is that he doesn't want to leave either.
这辛辛苦苦奋斗了30多年才混到这份上。
After struggling for 30 years,
鬼才想走呢。
I'm so tempted to leave.
虽说夺情比较麻烦。
Although obtaining pleasure is a bit troublesome,
但只要略施小计。
But with a little effort,
那还是没有问题的。
It's okay.
老把戏很快上场了。
The old trick came up quickly.
万历五年。
In the 5th year of the Wanli Emperor,
也就是公元1577年十月。
That is, in October 1577.
痛苦不堪的张居正要求回家守制。
Zhang Jiujian, in excruciating pain, demanded to return home to care for his health.
两天后。
2 days later.
皇帝回复，不行。
The emperor replied that it was not possible.
一天后。
1 day later.
张居正再次上书。
Zhang Jiujian wrote another letter.
表示自己一定要回去。
I must go back.
皇帝呢也再次回复。
The emperor replied again.
一定不行。
It won't work.
与此同时。
At the same time.
许多大臣也纷纷上书。
Many ministers also wrote letters.
表示说。
It is said that.
张居正不能走。
Zhang Jiujian cannot leave.
而且言辞激烈。
In addition, the language is harsh.
好像这张居一走。
It seems like this is a photo of a person walking.
地球就要玩完了。
The earth is going to end.
朕可谓用心良苦相了。
I have carefully considered this matter.
把戏演到这里也差不多该打住了。
The trickery has reached this point. It's time to stop.
再搞下去
If we continue like this,
那就是浪费纸张
That's wasting paper.
准备收场了
It's time to wrap up.
事情已经结束
The matter is over.
一切风平浪静
Everything was calm.
擦干眼泪再次出发
Wipe away the tears and start again.
已经没有敌手了
No match.
我亲眼看着严嵩沦落，徐阶下台。
I witnessed the downfall of Yan Song.
我亲手解决了高拱、刘台。
I solved the high arch problem myself.
核心隐，天下已无人能动摇我的地位。
I have already established my position in the world.
对于这一点
，Regarding this，
张居正始终很自信。
Zhang Jiujian was always very confident.
然而
However,
事实证明
It turns out that
他错了
He was wrong.
真正的挑战将从这里开始
The real challenge will begin here.
万历五年十月
In the 5th year of the Wanli Emperor,
翰林院编修
Compiled by the Imperial Academy,
吴中行翰林院检讨
Wu Shang, a member of the Imperial Academy, wrote a self-reflection.
赵用贤上书弹劾张居正夺情
Zhao Yixian wrote a letter to impeach Zhang Jiujian for seizing his love.
编修是七品
Editing is a 7th-level position.
检讨是从七品
From the 7th grade.
也就是说
That is to say,
这两个基层干部、哎、
these two local officials,
也就能干干抄写工作。
That's all they can do, just popping.
平时连上朝的资格都没有。
Normally, I didn't even have the right to attend.
而张居正以往的敌人
And Shang Juxing's former enemies
不是朝廷高官
Not a high-ranking official.
就是黑道老大学界首领
He is the leader of the underworld and the university.
并且还特别不禁打
And also, it is particularly prohibited from being hit.
是一碰就垮
A single touch can cause a collapse.
这么两个小角色
These two minor characters.
按说张大人动根手指就能把他们碾死
It was said that Jane could crush them with a single gesture.
然而就是这么两个小角色
However, these two minor characters
差点把张大人给灭了
Almost killed Jane.
因为这二位仁兄虽然官小
Because these two gentlemen, although holding low-ranking positions,
却有个特殊的身份
However, he has a special identity.
他们是张居正的门生
They were students of Zhang Juzhang.
而且呢我查了一下
And I also checked
才惊奇地发现
Discovered
原来吴兄弟和赵兄弟都是隆庆五年
Actually, Wu brothers and Zhao brothers were both in the fifth year of the Longqing dynasty
也就是公元1571年的进士
That is, a candidate who passed the imperial examination in 1571
和之前开第一炮的刘台是同班同学
He is a classmate of Liu Tai who fired the first shot
这就只能怪张大人自己了
This is only James' fault
左挑右挑
Left and right
就挑了这么几个白眼狼也算是自己跟自己过不去吧
I just picked a few of these white wolves which is a way for me to torment myself
这下好了
Now,
当年只有一个二愣子
Once there was only one idiot
刘台已经搞得他狼狈不堪了
Liu has already made him miserable
这回竟然出现了两个
This time, there are two of them
那就收拾不了了
Then we're finished
因为一个二愣子加另一个二愣子并不等于两个二愣子
Because a slacker plus another slacker does not equal two slackers.
而是二愣子的平方。可还没等张居正张大人反应过来。
Instead, the square of the loser hand even waited for Zhang Juzhang to react.
又出事情了。
Something's wrong again.
就在二愣子们出击的第二天。
The day after the idiots launched their attack,
刑部员外郎爱慕主事沈思孝也上书弹劾张居正。
The official Ai Mu wrote a letter to impeach Zhang Juzhang.
希望他早早滚蛋回家去尽孝道。
I hope he leaves soon and goes home to fulfill his filial duties.
当张居正看到这两封充满杀气的奏书时
When Zhang Juzhang saw these two letters full of malice
才终于意识到真正的危机正向着自己步步逼近
Finally realized that the real crisis was approaching step by step
经过长达三十余年的战斗
After more than 30 years of fighting
他用尽各种手段
He used all means
除掉了几乎所有的敌人坐上了最高的宝座
He eliminated almost all the enemies and sat on the highest throne
然而
However
在此君临天下之时
At this time he was in power
他才发现一个新的更为强大的敌手已经出现那些原先乖乖听话的大臣们
He realized that a new, even more powerful enemy had emerged, those formerly obedient ministers.
似乎一夜之间突然改变了立场
It seems that its position has changed overnight.
成为了他的对手。
Became his opponent.
不是一个，是一群。
Not one, but a group.
而他们攻击的理由也是多种多样。
And the reasons for their attacks were also diverse.
经济问题。
Economic issues.
作风问题。
Behavioral issues.
国情问题。方式呢，更是数不胜数。
There are countless ways to deal with the issue of infidelity.
上书弹劾，私下议论。
Discussing impeachment privately.
甚至还有人上街张贴反动标语，直接攻击张居正。
Even more, some people went out to post reactionary slogans and directly attack Zhang Zhijiang.
对于眼前的这一切，
Regarding all of this,
张居正感到很吃惊。
Zhang Zhijiang was very surprised.
却并不意外。
This is not surprising.
因为他很清楚。
Because he knew.
带来这些敌人的。
Bring these enemies.
正是他自己。
It's him.
具体说来呢。
Specifically.
是他五年前的那封奏书。
It was a letter he wrote 5 years ago.
五年前。
5 years ago.
张居正将写有考成法的奏书送给皇帝。
And Zhijian presented the memorial containing the examination law to the emperor.
他在交出自己改革理想的同时，
while submitting his reform ideals,
还附带了一个阴谋。
There is also a conspiracy. Okay.
因为在那封奏书当中，
because in that letter,
有着这样的几句话。
Here are a few sentences.
府案官有延误者。
There are delays in the investigation.
该部举之。
This is a reference.
各部院有容隐者。
There are people in each department who can tolerate it.
柯臣举之。
Hutchin lifted it.
六科。
Six subjects.
各有容隐，七弊者，臣等举之。
We, the undersigned, propose the following 7 vices as worthy of being suppressed. Yes.
这句话的意思是，
The meaning of this sentence is,
地方官办事不利索的，中央各部来管。
Local officials are not efficient, so the central departments come to manage.
中央各部办事不利索的，由六科监察机关来管。
The 6 supervisory agencies are responsible for supervising the work of the departments and agencies of the central government.
六科监察机关不利索。
The 6th department investigation found no fault.
由我来管。
I'll take care of it.
事情坏就坏。
Things are bad, they are.
在这句话上。
On this matter.
根据明代的体制，
According to the Ming Dynasty's system,
中央各部管理，地方正常，给事中以及御史监察各部也正常。
The central departments were managing local affairs normally, and the imperial inspectorate was also supervising the departments normally.
内阁大学士管理言官，
strictly managed the university counselors.
这就不正常了。
This is not normal.
200年前
200 years ago,
朱元璋在创立国家机构的时候，
When Zhu Yuanzhang established state institutions,
考虑到丞相权力太大，
Considering that the chancellor of the exchequer has too much power,
就撤销了丞相。
The position of prime minister was abolished.
将权力交给了六部。
Hand over power to the 6 departments.
但这位仁兄连睡觉都睁着一只眼。
But this fellow is so careless that he even sleeps with one eye open.
后来一琢磨。
After thinking about it.
觉得六部的权力也太大了。
I think the power of 6 is too great.
为了怕人搞鬼。
To prevent others from cheating,
又在六部设立了六科。
Six departments were established in the sixth district.
这就是后来的六科给事中。六科的领导前面咱们也讲了。
This is the leader of the six subject collection, which was later known as the six subject collection. We also mentioned earlier that
叫做都给事中
called Juijishi,
俗称科长
also known as
下属人员也不多
There are not many subordinates.
除了兵部给事中有十二个人之外
In addition to the 12 people mentioned in the imperial edict,
其余的五个部都在十人之内。
The remaining five departments are within 10 meters.
而且这帮人品级也很低。
And these people are also very low in terms of character.
科长才七品。
The director is only a seventh rank official.
你想想下边的人就不用说了。
And think about the people below. They don't need to be mentioned anymore.
但他们的权力却大到了匪夷所思的地步。
But their power was so great that it was unbelievable.
比如说吧。
For example,
部长下令要干个什么事儿。
The minister ordered to do something.
科长不同意。
The director disagreed.
二话不说。
Without hesitation,
就把命令退回给部长
Return the command to the minister
让他去修改
Let him modify it
如果修改的不满意
If you are not satisfied with the changes
那就再退
Then return
直到满意为止
Until satisfied
别说部长了
Don't say minister
连皇帝的某些旨意
Even the emperor's decrees
给侍中们也可以指手画脚一番的。
This allows the staff to have more control and influence.
所以虽然这帮子人品级低
So even though these people have low character,
可地位却不低
can be in a low position.
每次部长去见他们
and this minister would to see them,
都要给他们行个礼
give them a bow.
吃饭的时候
During mealtime,
别人坐下坐
someone sat down.
他们却可以跑去和部长们平起平坐
They can go and sit with the ministers on an equal footing.
并且是指名道姓，十分嚣张
And they were also very arrogant with their names and surnames.
给事中大体如此
Here is the general gist.
督察院的御史
The inspector of the imperial court.
那就更了不得了。
That's even more amazing.
这伙子人一天到晚找茬。
These guys are always looking for trouble.
从谋反叛乱。
From rebellion.
乱到占道经营。
Legal occupation and operation.
随地大小便。
To urinate anywhere.
只要是个事儿。
Just a matter of things.
他就能管。六部级别高。
He can only handle level six.
权力小。
Power is small.
言官级别小是权力大。
A lower ranking official can have great power.
谁也压不倒。
No one can defeat me.
谁？在这种天才的创意之下。
Who is under this brilliant idea?
大明王朝搞了二百多年。
The Ming Dynasty lasted for 200 years.
一向太平无事。
Always peaceful and quiet.
而到了张居正，情况被改变了。
However, Zhang Juzhang's situation was changed.